103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. How you doing?
Okay.
Oh, no. That's never a good sign.
You want me to lie and say, great, amazing,
no. No, but why are you just okay?
Dude, I am in a very strange, like, weird, it's almost like a come down mood where the week's ending, we're wrapping up, and my body ain't got it no more.
Yep.
Like, I'm counting minutes already. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, you're checked out.
I am checked out.
Right. That's what we do on long weekends. It's amazing we're even here.
I swear.
You know, they sent out that email they do around holidays at this office where it said, we're done at noon on Friday, to which DZ and I went, we're done at noon anyway. Whoop-dee-doo. Good for you guys. They do this every year to us, man.
Congrats. We're closing the office early today.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Take a day off. Leave at noon. And I'm like, we have already put in a full day of work at noon, boss.
Fantastic. Thanks. Thanks. Chief,
I'm teasing because I actually shouldn't complain because most of the time we're out of here by noon.
Every day.
And people would kill for that. So let's be real. I complain, but I think we've got it made, DZ.
We complain about the little things in life because that's what we got right now.
But it is Labor Day weekend.
It is.
I cannot believe. I mean, I feel like we were just doing Memorial Day. Labor Day weekend. Today, we'll kick off at noon the Back to Old School weekend. It's one of my favorite weekends on KISS FM.
You're going to hear it all.
So good. It's so good. But a lot of us are checked out, and we either haven't done what we needed to get done this summer, because this is it. This is the mark.
Yeah, yeah. Or you about to plan to do it in the next 48 hours.
Or you got to do it really quick. Or you got to do it. What do you do with the last days of your summer, DZ? What are you doing?
G?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh.
I've decided nothing. What we didn't do, we didn't do. And it's a wrap. Whatever we didn't get to, next summer.
Ah. You know what? I think you're good with that, because you did so much. You bought a house.
Yeah.
You played on a flag football team.
Yeah. Ooh.
You took an improv class.
True.
You completed an improv class. You did a whole performance.
Yeah.
You got your wife pregnant.
You found
out it was a boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been kind of busy.
We got a two-year-old now.
You had a birthday. So
yeah.
Sammy's still alive and kicking.
All three of our birthdays are in the summer. I don't think you realize that. Mine's in June.
Oh.
My wife's in July. Or, excuse me, our son's in July. My wife's in August.
Yeah, June, July, August.
Back to back. Boom, 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 boom.
And then it's going to be November.
I mean, not to mention your birthday in May. Like,
mine doesn't count.
Okay, fine.
Like, it only counts when I'm in the mood to celebrate it.
All right.
It's supposed to be an amazing weekend. So, what are you guys going to do? Because when it's 90, I'm going to the pool this weekend. It's supposed to be 90 this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is supposed to be hot this weekend.
You better get outside.
Gee, you know what I realized?
What?
I start flag football practice again. I got that this weekend.
Why did you agree to do that again?
That's what I'm doing.
Can I come to a game?
Maybe this season.
You wouldn't let me come last time. Now I'm not asking. I'm just showing up.
You just going to show up?
Showing up. Screw it, man.
That's fine.
How are you gonna tell me I can't come to a public game in a public park? I just had this epiphany of how did I let DZ tell me I couldn't come to a game?
Let DZ stop me from doing something.
It's a damn public park. I said, okay, I won't come.
I ain't let Aaron come last season either.
I know, you weirdo.
Man, we won one game off of technicality, Mom. Come on, dog. Nah.
Well, then it's only up from here.
It literally. So we start practice Sunday. That's what I'm doing over my Labor Day weekend.
All right, 414-533-1037. People might not realize this big stuff happening Monday is Hudson's 10th birthday.
Ooh.
So Labor Day, we will be doing birthday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very busy, but I'm with you. Everything else from the summer, screw it.
Yeah,
I don't even care anymore. All the stuff I was going to do, whatever.
It's done.
Well, I see the phones ringing. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. For sure, discussing what you're doing on the last days of summer or what you didn't get done. Sing it, girl. Sit back and let karma do its job. It always does. Even if it takes years. I'm an example. Divorce me and see what happens in 10 years.
Hey, yo.
Karma always makes its way around, right?
Touche.
It does. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget, we have Jonas Brothers tickets. Last chance, 7:45 this morning.
Listen, if you forget, that's on you.
You 100%.
That's on you.
And Dumpster Fire Dating's back today because it's Friday. When do you guys hear the DM that slid into my DMs?
Boy, let me tell you.
Ready, everybody.
I could drop it right now and it'll, you know what? I'm awake.
No,
I'll
we're going to put them on blast later.
Dumpster Fire coming up later.
That's right. Tony is on the phone this morning in Racine. First caller of the day. He's very dedicated. Very dedicated.
Tony.
What up?
Tony, where are you at with the last days of summer? Did you get completed? What are you doing this weekend?
Talk to me. You wash your bikes enough?
I was waiting for Allie to read my messages in her DMs, but I guess that didn't happen.
Tony, you're so full of it. There's no mess. Tony, you're getting married. Okay, stop.
Tony's a part of Dumpster Fire Dating.
Honest to God, he's no different than the others, because they're in relationships too, and they come at me like they're not. See?
Jeez.
I'm actually in the car with her right now, so she hears everything. Don't worry.
Well, I know, because you said she likes girls too. That's why Tony's trying to get me to jump in. I'm like, knock it off
it's
already.
It's a throuple.
They want to have a throuple.
Hey, I'm trying to finish my summer off strong.
Hey, yo. So that's what Tony's trying to do for the last bit of summer, huh? Or is there something different?
Tony, you're making me blush.
You really are, Tony.
I'm getting uncomfortable. I'm thinking about him and his wife now. Okay, Tony, what are you guys doing besides getting engaged this summer? Did you accomplish everything?
For the most part, I did. We've got a lot done and moving forward with this and stuff. So, I mean, I can't complain. It could be worse.
Do you think he's like a cult leader because he never lets us talk to his wife? Like, where is she?
Does she exist?
Is she real?
Right next to me.
Tony, is she real?
Tell her to say hi out loud.
Hi.
Oh, I heard it.
Blink twice if you need help. We know it's Tony.
The thing is, I was going to have her say something. Her name's Amanda, too. So if she says Amanda from Racine, I don't want her to be like, turned down for what?
Hey, Tony's Amanda turns up for Tony. That's what.
Right. That's right. All right, Tony, thanks for calling. We didn't get too much.
Later, fam. It's Tony. When do we ever stay on topic with Tony?
We didn't talk about anything we were supposed to talk about.
We talked about what he did do, not what he's about to do, but what he's about to do is get married. That's what it is.
True that. Kelly is in Sussex this morning, though. Let's go to her. Oh, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. What'd you do this summer? Everything accomplished? Or are you trying to get it all done this weekend?
And if not, what?
I went to concerts. I went on boats. I hung out with friends. I think it was pretty successful.
Yeah, it was. We went to Post Malone.
Nice.
We did some fun stuff. I took her out a couple times. I forced her to go on dates and get out of her comfort zone.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Whether she liked it or not.
I'm sure she enjoyed it.
I mean, she liked it, but I mean, whether she wanted to do it to begin with.
It's the level of comfort, and we pushed that this summer. So how are you wrapping your summer, Kelly? What are you doing over this weekend?
Sleeping.
I'm so excited. My son is coming for a visit.
Our 20-year-old son who's in all the military.
Yeah.
And she misses him so much.
I do. So I'm going to do baking, cooking, everything.
She's reverting to mom mode this weekend.
Tell me she ain't excited to do some laundry this weekend.
She got an apron on.
Tell me she ain't excited to get that duffel full of clothes. Boy, I know that's right.
All of a sudden she loves the old gender roles. She's cooking. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to clean the bathroom now.
Mom mode to make you do that, though, for real, for real. Taking care of your youngins, that's amazing. And thank you for your service. I mean, part of the reason we get to celebrate some Labor Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, all these days is because we got the freedom because of the people that, like your son, do what they do. So thank you.
Yeah, have a good weekend with your son, Kelly. That's awesome.
Thanks. You guys have a good weekend, too.
Bye.
You too. Bye. Get back to the bacon. I'm just baking all the cookies.
We got
to
pull up, you know, Tony was talking smack. Amanda's in Racine this morning, but not Tony's future wife, our actual Amanda. Amanda! Amanda! What was that?
You didn't miss it at all.
What happened?
It was a remix.
Okay. I got worried when you messed up your... I was worried about that. Amanda, did you get everything done this summer?
No, and actually, it's funny that Tony was talking because I've been wanting to find his bouncy houses. He told me I can go down one of the water slides. And I haven't found them. I've been walking all over the neighborhood trying to find them, okay?
Ooh.
I want to go down one of the slides, Tony.
And this is Labor Day weekend. It's going to be hot.
Sounds like you just made plans for the weekend, Amanda. I don't know.
Tony, you better start inflating now. Amanda's going to find you.
And then we're on the way, too.
That sounds like fun. Hudson did that the other day. He goes, Mom, we went to a party at Dad's house in the neighborhood. I go, cool. He goes, they had this giant thing that it blew up, and then it was a water slide, Mom. And I'm like, that's awesome. You've been down those before. He's like, no, I haven't.
Not like this, Mom. Not like this.
He's like, it was so cool.
Amanda's just trying to get like Hudson.
I'm on my bucket list now. Now I want to do it. So come on, Tony. I got to find you.
Ooh, where you at, Tony? Where you at, Tony?
Where you at?
You looking for the thruple. Maybe it's Amanda.
Well, it'd be Amanda and her husband, so it's a quadruple.
Tony and Amanda Square.
Get out of here.
Y'all get out of here.
Okay, bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Could I make make it more uncomfortable this morning? I mean, I mean, we're hooking people up that are married. I mean, this is so inappropriate.
We're getting real crazy at the end of summer.
Crazy. In fact, we're going to do something even crazier right now. How about a world premiere?
I'm down.
Let's do it. We've got to get into this. We have been waiting for this. We talked about it yesterday. If you heard that Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, and Justin Timberlake were working on new music, it is true. Ooh. And we have the Odyssey world premiere. I haven't even heard this.
Dog, I refrained.
I got goosebumps.
I refrained from listening to it this morning because I wanted to hear what everybody right here, right now, is a world premiere.
Brand new. Justin Timberlake, Timbaland, and Nelly Furtado. Hit it, DZ. I just looked at DZ. I said, thank God you're normal. And I went, well, that's a stretch for both of us.
For both
really.
Of us.
For neither of us are normal. Let's be real. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We always like to do What's Up This Weekend on Friday mornings.
Yeah, buddy.
Because we always want to know what's going on around town. And in the summer, there's always things.
Everything.
The winter, it's a little bit harder. But this summer, we've had stuff every weekend. Now that it's Labor Day, it's a little different. Because a lot of people are either going to be going up north. They're going to be barbecuing with family.
Right. At the beach for the weekend.
Yeah, they're doing family stuff maybe. But if you're bored and you need something to do.
What's going on?
Family movie night going down at Veterans Park downtown. On Sunday, they're showing the Super Mario Brothers movie. That will be very good. I've been to one time to these. They're pretty cool. They're down in Veterans Park by the lakefront.
Yeah.
They show a movie on a big screen. You go down there, popcorn's $1.
Nice.
The movie's free, and they start at dusk.
It should be.
Yeah, so you can. That's a fun thing at Veterans Park. That'll be Sunday night.
Are you taking the boys?
Possibly.
Maybe. Because, maybe.
Well, Hudson's birthday is Monday.
Yep.
There's no school because of Labor Day.
Right.
He loves Super Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves food.
This is right up that boy's alley.
It's cheap. I buy 6 bags of popcorn. He's going to be great. $6. I'm good to go.
That's dinner, boys.
Right? And then Saturday and Sunday, they're having an art festival in the Third Ward. So if you want to go check out the Third Ward Art Festival, that's from 10 to 5 on Broadway, if you're into that.
That's my speed right there.
Yeah, glass jewelry, sculptures, ceramics, all kinds of different art. They're going to have it. So
catch
go check
me
it out.
There.
Catch you in the Third Ward
catch me
this
in the
weekend.
Third
and
how
catch
about that?
Me with a $1 popcorn at Veterans Park.
How about that?
Catch me outside or by the pool because it's going to be 90.
Oof.
Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend, everybody. What Would DZ Do is coming up next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, do you really have a solution? Do you, though?
For this one, I don't know, man.
Oh, good.
I'm going to call myself out. I might give bad advice out this time around.
You know what? And you can always send in your What Would DZ Do. I should have just thrown this out there. DZ@odyssey.com.
Yeah, literally.
AudacY. Email DZ if you want, because he's not checking his Instagram, do you?
I'm about to let my wife just handle my IG for me because she's better at it.
Can she handle mine too? Or just send them to me.
Send them to us.
Sorry. What would DZ do? What's the problem today?
All right, so Vanessa wrote in
and
has trouble with her 17-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Says, my 17-year-old daughter won't stop sneaking out. This is something we just found out about.
Oh.
She's apparently been sneaking out at night after the rest of the family goes to bed.
Oh, really?
We don't know how long it's been happening.
Oh.
But the only reason we found out was because our neighbor said they saw them literally climbing out of her second story window.
Oh.
Lately, it feels like she's been testing more and more boundaries because she turns 18 this year.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is convinced she's got some boy who's making her behave this way.
Some boy.
because she's always been such a good kid until recently.
Oh.
He's ready to ground her till her birthday, take everything away, including her bedroom door.
Yikes.
And installing locks on her window.
Yikes.
I don't know if this is an overreaction or not. We decided to take some time to think it through, and I'd love other perspectives. Thank you, Vanessa.
Oh, did you sneak out?
Did I sneak out?
Yeah.
Is my mom listening? I never snuck out of the house.
My mom's definitely listening on the Odyssey app in Florida. I totally snuck out of the house a lot of times.
I sneak out a ton.
And every time, it was for a boy.
Ooh.
I said what I said. In high school, it was always, why else would I be sneaking out? Otherwise, I'd be with my friends during the day. Let's be real.
That's true.
There's no other reason. reason.
Listen, sometimes friends do things that parents don't want you to be doing at nighttime, 100%. And you want to be a part of that fun and experience, so you sneak out.
I was never doing anything productive or good.
Nah.
Just having fun, being a teen.
The part of sneaking out is the fact that you know you're not supposed to be out.
Well, I wasn't breaking the law, so I feel like that is okay. And if Vanessa is not breaking the law, I don't see the problem.
That makes one of us.
DC said, well, you weren't breaking the law.
But... no. Anywho, this isn't about us.
Right.
This is about Vanessa's 17-year-old daughter.
Who asked anyway? I don't know who brought that up.
Who asked if we snuck out?
Me? What was I thinking? Okay, so Vanessa.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I got this.
Go ahead.
I feel confident in this, and I'm going to hold the parents down in this regard, too.
Oh.
Because this home is this kid's sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Everything this kid has is in this home.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of the home is extracurricular, whether it be sports, school, friends, all possible boy. It's all extracurricular.
Mm-hmm.
The home is your safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to sneak out, I'm going to need the parents to start waking up in the middle of the night and checking on them kids.
Mm-hmm.
If that daughter is gone,
yep.
You lock that window,
yep.
You close the door,
yep.
And you make sure she is unable to get back inside unless she contacts one of y'all. Boom!
Because
then you bust her in the act. You go, ooh, you didn't think we knew.
Oh, that's awkward.
Mm-hmm. Mad awkward, because then she's got to sit there, explain everything. I'm not saying you're going
to
need to ground her, because it might not get there. You need to find out what she's doing.
Yes.
You can't speculate it's over a boy.
Yes.
You can't speculate she's doing something crazy. You need to know concrete evidence.
She could just want to literally be hanging out with her friends.
Her friends are hanging out after 10 o'clock.
So what?
You know
what
I mean?
She may want to see him, yeah.
You feel me?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure the whole family 100%. Goes to bed at a reasonable hour.
414-533-1037. I totally feel you on that. It could be a boy. It could be her friends. It could be innocent. It could just be having fun and being curious.
I don't think it matters. I think you got to teach her a lesson. Lock her out.
Oh, you're crazy.
Lock her out.
I don't know what I would have done if my parents had locked me out.
Would you just spend the night out?
Haven't you ever heard treat others the way you want to be treated? I wouldn't have wanted my parents to lock me out.
I said what I said. Lock her out.
Lock her up. It's more like
lock her up or lock her out. One of the two.
All right. We will take your calls and your text next. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah.
I'm so excited because we have a special guest coming in. I was trying to put makeup on and I forgot my eyeliner. Ladies know how this goes.
Yeah, I got nothing for you. I'm
dang
sorry.
It, DZ.
I don't know what that means. Allie said, I brought the wrong eyeliner. I was like, is it the wrong shade?
DZ goes, can you just put mascara on? And I go, well, yeah, but she does not like that. It's different. And can you put the mascara? It was cute how you asked if I could.
Hey, genuine question. I was like, can you like put a little mascara on the pencil and then use it like that? Like borrow a little from something
else? It's creative, but no.
No, creative.
I like it.
I
think we'll be fine. I have enough other makeup. But
okay, bet.
I wanted to tell you, last night was a big night because we had Meet the Teacher night.
Oh, yeah. It is going down this week. My wife's was early this week, too.
That's right, because your wife's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Third grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Owen and Hudson are going into fourth and sixth.
So how'd it go last night?
It was really funny because we were getting ready to walk into the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lecturing them like a true parent, being my own parents.
How to
I was
behave.
Like, listen up. We're going to go in there. You're going to be respectful. When we're in each other's rooms, you're going to be respectful and you're going to be patient. If we're in the fourth grade room, Owen, just chill out. We're getting to sixth grade next.
Uh-huh.
If we're in the sixth grade room, Hudson, chill out. We're going to fourth grade next. Just be respectful.
Yeah.
And they turn and look at me. And Owen goes, so you're saying just don't act like ourselves? And I looked at him. I go, yep, pretty much.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yes, I want you to pretend like you behave when you walk in this school. You heard me right.
And what parent hasn't gone, act like you got some manners? Come on now.
But when he said, don't act like ourselves, yep. Pretty much. Pretend like you're good kids and then come home and annoy me if you want. Mm-hmm. Because we all know our kids act different.
They're
different people.
They're well behaved in public.
They're good kids, but I also need to give them lectures because they do some inappropriate stuff sometimes.
Our kids are our seeds and we know that.
I tell you what, I mean.
But it went well, though.
It went well.
It went well. Any drama?
No drama, except for the fact that, you know, Owen is almost 6 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
and he's going into sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
So when we went into the sixth grade class, he was looking for a desk. His teacher was on the other side of the room, so I introduced myself to her, and I said, hi, I'm Owen's mom. She's like, hi. And she, the whole time, she thought Hudson was her student because Owen is so tall.
Yeah.
She thought the fourth grader was her student.
I go, the fourth grader was the sixth grader.
I go, Owen's the sixth grader. Is that, that shows you how old he looks.
The grown man standing next to me is your student.
And she goes, well, I'll be having him help me a lot this year, get things from high up.
Oh, I know that's right. I know those kids. I was one of those kids.
And I said, he's a good helper. So there it is. Owen's teacher thought he was in high school and Hudson was her student. That's how tall my kids are, you guys. But their dad is 6'6", and I'm almost 6 feet tall. And when you see their dad, I was looking at their dad and I last night standing next to each other. I'm like, of course our kids are gigantic.
Of course.
We
come
look
on now.
Gigantic. Next
Y'all
to
are
all
very
the,
tall.
Next to all the other parents. It's like, of course our kids are huge. You
That's
know?
Funny. She thought the fourth grader she was thought, the sixth grader.
She thought Hudson was her student.
And she thought the sixth grader was probably driving it in high school.
She thought he was his older brother who was in high school.
Oh my god!
It's like, you thought wrong, sister.
Oh no, that mustache is sixth grade.
Can't you tell he's got half a mustache? That's so funny. I love it.
Yo.
All right, so Meet the Teacher Night was great.
Good.
And I'm excited for them to start school on Tuesday. You may even have an appearance from them here or there on Tuesday morning if you're listening.
Don't tempt me.
But they got to go to school date. So before that, if you know what I'm saying. Am I the Jerk is next, and then Jonas Brothers tickets. Let's go.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Mason wrote into the show today, and he wants to know if he's a jerk for charging his girlfriend to stay over at his house.
I like the name Mason. Don't know if I like the topic.
Okay. Right. Let me explain. He said, Allie and DZ, I've been with my girlfriend for about a year now. Things have been going really well. We live in separate apartments, but we're spending about one night a week together at my place. Recently, it's now turned into 4 or 5 nights a week. Don't get me wrong. I could see us living together one day. However, we aren't. So when I asked her to start paying $24 every night that she stays over, she got upset. I explained that all my bills have gone up since she started staying over more. She uses more water. She showers.
Yeah.
All these things.
Oh, I get it.
And that for $24 for one night in my $1,800 a month apartment is a great deal.
Yeah, it actually is a great deal.
That's what he said.
That's a steal.
He said, she and her friends think I'm being unreasonable, and her friends are telling her to dump me. But I really love her, and I don't want to lose her, but I'm afraid of ending up in a relationship where bills aren't split equally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to be with someone who just sees me as a meal ticket. So I think it's reasonable to ask her to help pay for things now that she's spending more time at my place. Maybe I'm wrong. Am I the jerk? Mason.
Yeah. Mason, Ooh-wee. Mason, Mason.
Now, Mason has some good reasoning.
Great points.
But if you tried this, I'd be like, jerk.
Really?
If my dude charged me to stay over, yes. I mean, jerk.
I actually understand this.
Just ask me to move in then.
Well, at that rate,
honestly,
at that rate, y'all are basically living together.
Right? 5 nights a week is close to living together.
So what, on weekends you go home?
Right. Monday and Tuesday you need a break? What?
Right, right. Like, is it too much? Nah, man, $24 a day? Mm-hmm. Think about that and like, put that into like layman's terms. If you were paying $24 a day to live anywhere, gold.
Right.
We'd love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. He's also protecting himself.
He's worried about her mooching off of him.
He's making an investment in that relationship and in turn asking for an investment back. I think it sounds a little wild to tell your partner to pay a per day,
totally.
A per diem.
Totally.
But I understand where he's coming from. He says he could see them living together. If he wants the bills to be split later, he wants to prove that they can split the bills now.
He's trying to take care of business before he's trying to say, did I learn who she was?
Mm-hmm.
Do I know her? Is she the partner I want to have in life?
You can't be mad at that.
No, not at all.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk, but I
sounds crazy though, right?
No, I have so many thoughts on this, but they're all because of my own experiences. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and I'm going to hear what everybody else says. 414-533-1037. That is the phone number because Mason wrote into the show, wants to know if he's a jerk for charging his girlfriend to stay over. He wants to charge her $24 a night and he thinks that's a good deal. He doesn't want to break up. He likes her.
Yeah.
But she's got to start paying.
Well, I mean, her friends are now calling him a scrub though. Basically,
honestly,
when all he's trying to do is vet and do what all of us want to do. Make sure the person we're getting a relationship is the right person.
That's why I think they should move in together and find those things out.
Well, she start paying more than $24 a day real quick, I'll tell you that.
We'll take your calls and texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We are so far behind.
It's a busy day.
Mason wrote into the show and wants to know if he's the jerk this morning for charging his girlfriend to stay over. Let's go to Janet in Maguanago to start out this morning. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Hey. So what do you think?
Is Mason the jerk?
I honestly think he is the jerk. My reasoning is I'm kind of was in a similar situation, actually. Mm-hmm. And she is very likely a responsible adult who has picked a lifestyle which lives inside her financial means, as he does. He probably makes, I'm assuming, more than her, significantly more, that he can afford this big fancy apartment. And she doesn't. She's living in her means, and he is asking her to take on bills and his lifestyle, which is way out of her financial means, which isn't really fair to her.
Well,
it's not fair when she's making a...
Right, but how does he find out? How does he know? So there's no other real way to find out if she's going to be responsible when they live together, I guess, other than just living together at that point. Because you're saying he should just assume she has it together.
She's got it.
But what if she doesn't, right?
What if he doesn't
know? Which is what his worry is.
It's only been a year.
Right, well, she may not, because she may not make that much money. So is he going to expect her to split half of his bills when they're way out of more than... I mean, half of his rent might be more than she's paying for rent now, even. It might be way more than she could afford. She can't take on his lifestyle. Why doesn't he try and take on some of her lifestyle? Why doesn't he stay at her house 5 days, 3 days
a week? But I immediately go, she's a bad bee and she makes just as much. She can afford the $1,800 apartment in my mind.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. I
go, who says she's not as successful?
And maybe he can afford the surplus of bills that now he has because of her.
He's a cheapo.
Oh, no, this is wild.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to spend it on, you know, on a house. Maybe she wants to spend it on
certain things. That is not even important at this point. Hold on,
Janet, now you're giving them a house?
We're going to a house. We're just talking about charging her to spend over in the first year of the relationship.
Facts. But Janet starts it off.
They're not even that, long together.
Right, right.
And my husband, I've been with him 8 years now. He was kind of like that. He makes significantly more, and he is still constantly bothered by the fact that we don't pay 50-50, which we can't because I just don't. You know,
once you're in the same house and your bills are together, that's a totally different
story. You know, 50-50 sometimes.
But that may not be in his head.
70-30.
If he's already thinking,
yes,
if he's
Janet,
thinking this already now, he may
jerk.
Not be later.
I love you, but we got to get to Jonas Brothers tickets. We got to get to Dumpster Fire dating.
Okay. Locked in, Janet.
If I sound rushed today, I am.
We are.
No, that's okay. And
appreciate
I love you guys.
I listen
every day.
We love you too,
Janet. We love you back. Bye, Janet.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's go to, let's pull up Nick and Racine this morning. Hello.
Sorry.
Nick, are you there? Turn down your radio.
Yes.
Nick, hello.
What up, Nick?
Oh, man. So on you guys.
That's all right. We got you back on. You fell off. We got you.
Talk to us, man. Ooh. What do you think, man? Is Mason the jerk for charging his girl per day $24 to stay with him? She's staying 4 or 5 days a week.
What do you think?
Definitely not a jerk. Okay, so me and my girl were together for about 2 years before she moved in with me.
Okay.
We talked about our financial issues. Mm-hmm. I told her that I wanted to at least do half of the bills of the apartment alone.
Mm.
The water, the bill, anything that had to do with the apartment, she has to pay half.
You communicated.
That's the only way that she can move in with me.
Bet. Sure.
And if she did not agree with that, then she could stay where she's staying and pay her monthly bills on her end.
Seems reasonable.
She's not spending the night.
I don't see the problem.
Right.
Go on. And?
And then so she was like, well, your apartment's too expensive, this and that. And I said, okay, that's fine. I liked her apartment. We compromised and we both ended our leases and went somewhere else.
I was going to say, good solution.
Yeah.
Perfect. But is he a jerk? He's saying he's not a jerk for charging her in the meantime?
No, completely not a jerk.
You guys are both adults. You guys are both consenting. You guys both make your own money.
It is not a hotel.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Yes, there is. $24?
Exactly.
Night, yeah, but that adds up.
It ain't a hotel.
Now I'm paying my boyfriend $100 to spend the night at his house 4 nights a week. I mean, it's like, what is he, a hooker at this point? I mean, am I paying him? I mean, this makes no sense to me. Think
she's
about
not
it.
Spending the night every single night for a month.
No.
For a month, yeah, that's $960.
Ooh. He did the math real quick.
Damn, mathematician, Nick.
Okay. Nick says not the jerk.
Not the jerk. We're split 50-50.
All right, Nick.
Appreciate the call,
Nick. Thank you, Nick. Hold on.
Thank you.
I mean, don't hold on. Go. Goodbye.
Have a great day.
We are in full long weekend mode right now.
Facts.
Let's pull up Amanda and Waukesha. Oh. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Amanda. Guess what? I know
I'm the tiebreaker.
You are. That's one.
Well, you are kind of the tiebreaker, but there's more.
There's a surprise.
We have a surprise for you on the phone. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that.
You're not the only one doing the tiebreaker today, because we're going to conference another line in. Guess who else is on the phone, Amanda in Waukesha?
Is it my husband?
No.
Ah, good guess, though.
Good guess.
Oh, he's got the kids. They've been listening all week.
Not your husband.
He tried to get in, didn't he?
No. Nope. It is a second Amanda in Waukesha. Oh!
Amanda, say hi to Amanda.
They're both in Waukesha.
Hi, Amanda. Amanda Panda.
I love this. They just became best friends.
We're making all the Amandas in Waukesha become friends. This is great. Okay, Amanda and Amanda, you're both on the phone.
Okay.
I want you to do something with us very quickly because you're the tiebreaker.
We're going
to
try this out.
On the count of three, you're either going to yell out jerk or no jerk, and that will be the tiebreaker by both Amandas in Waukesha. You ready?
Yep.
The question is Mason a jerk for charging his girlfriend to stay over at his place? Is Mason the jerk? One, two, three.
Yes.
Jerk.
Jerk.
One said jerk.
They said it together. They said, yes, jerk.
Yeah, that's it. Jerk. We win.
We win for sure. Well, y'all win.
Clean sweep. Clean sweep. Thank you, Amanda and Amanda, for both calling in today.
Absolutely. Have a good day, guys.
You guys
have a wonderful day.
Bye.
I hope you guys meet up at Quick Trip.
Bye, Amanda's.
All right, there we go. It is definitely jerk today. That is actually three jerks to one not a jerk. Nick was the one not a jerk in Racine. Mm-hmm. But we're moving along because we have Jonas Brothers tickets. So let's do this. Caller number 33 right now. 414-533-1037. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers. I'm so excited. Last pair. Ooh, let's go. Jonas Brothers, last chance. Going to be at the Fiserv on November 20th. And if you don't win these, we got Dave Chappelle next week. So get ready, because he's going to be at the Fiserv as well.
Facts, man. The Fiserv out here. Fiservin.
Mm-hmm. But Alan is in Milwaukee this morning. Let's go ahead and pull him up. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
What's going on, Alan? What you up to this morning?
Just trying to grind through the day.
Nice.
I know that's right. Nice.
Well, Alan, you are our very last winner for Jonas Brothers.
Hey-o! Yay!
Thank you.
Let's see if we can't help the grind.
That's right. Who are you going to take with you, Alan?
Oh, I'm going to give these to my niece. She's going to be excited.
How old is she?
23.
Like she's 17.
But even at 23, she can swoon over the Jonas Brothers all she wants.
You kidding me? Of course she is.
That's amazing. Well, thanks for calling, Alan. Hold on. I'm going to get your info, okay?
Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah. Like I said, we will be back Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because it's a long weekend. We're taking the day off. Monday's Hudson's birthday. I'm busy. Tuesday, we will be back with Dave Chappelle tickets at the same time. So the winning never stops. But we've got to do Dumpster Fire Dating next, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. What a week it's been around here. Kiss FM.
Will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Yep. Every single week, every single Friday around this time. Dumpster Fire Dating, a new feature on this show. Welcome to it. You ready to read the latest DM I got?
I sure am. And this is the action I'm using, too.
And this guy was on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
But I have to tell you, I kind of want to go out with this guy.
Oh, should I change my accent?
No. Yes. He doesn't look like a country dude.
No? Okay.
He looks like a... I don't know what he looks like, but he doesn't look like a country guy.
All right. Well, I'm going to read it with a New Yorker accent.
You read...
I just like accents.
Read it with a Milwaukee accent.
I'll read it normal.
This is a message in my DMs. Go ahead, DZ. What do you think?
So this young man wrote in to you, slid in your DMs, and said... Good wood, morning alley. Long time listener, first time caller. Sorry if you've heard that a million times. I thought I was oh so clever.
No, you weren't.
I'm a dad joke enthusiast here.
No, you're not.
Also a 50-50 dad. Tough finding time for having a bit of social life, however we make it work. I hope you have had a great show today and looking forward to hearing back from you. And then he followed up immediately.
Well, yeah, because he wrote me once, I didn't reply, and he wrote me again.
He follows up because you hadn't replied and go, good, dang autocorrect stealing my funny.
Because he tried to say good morning and it said good wood.
He tried to put too many O's and it thought, nah, you want a W in here, my boy.
That's an awkward start. Good wood morning. morning, Allie, longtime listener, first time caller. And I rolled my eyes. I went, are you kidding me right now?
Or was he dropping a hint that he got good wood?
too much.
What? What? His lumber is out here strong. He's got trees in his yard just like you do.
If he has to say it, it's not true.
Ooh.
I said what I said. Okay. But here's the thing. This guy and I got a little banter going last night, and I kind of want to go out with him.
Oh, so you've already talked to him a little bit.
A little bit here and there. Not much. But yeah. I'm like, should I go out with this guy? I'm actually going to ask DZ because at first he sounds corny, right?
Yeah. He sounds mad corny, but at the same time, I do enjoy because he's making an acknowledgement that he knows exactly who you are.
Which I appreciate.
And how funny is the line, longtime listener, first time caller? How many times have we heard that?
1,000.
1,001. Maybe 1,000,001 at this rate.
1,000,000, yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. So him dropping that was so corny, it works for me.
Right.
It works for me.
Should we be worried he's a longtime listener? That's my next question. Should I be dating someone who listens a lot? It might be dangerous.
I guess it depends on how much of a quote-unquote fan he seems to be.
He can't be too fanny.
He doesn't seem like he's too fanny, right? Fanny.
Whatever that means.
He doesn't seem like he's going to be, you know, all up around you talking about, oh, kiss this, oh, kiss that. I'm with Allie from Kiss.
Because remember one of the last guys I dated loved to tell people he was dating me, and after a while it got weird. And we would be like, I'd be like, DZ, is this weird that he's telling everybody he's dating Allie from Kiss FM? And it's a red flag at the end of the day.
And what did I say?
Red flag.
Weird.
Weird.
Hella weird.
It was weird. And he would tell people, it was weird, yeah.
I felt a stronger push from that. I don't feel the same thing from this guy.
You don't feel red flags from this guy like you did from the other one.
I don't feel red flags. He says he's a 50-50 dad, agreeing that it's tough finding time to get out, but you do what you do. He's relating to you already. Mm-hmm. He's got kids. You got
kids.
He's
6'2".
He's on the taller side. You on the taller side. Mm-hmm. He knows how tough it is to find time. He clearly has a sense of humor. Because even the good wood is funny to me. That means he's typed good wood at some point in his life. And that is hilarious.
And that autocorrect came up. Good wood. All right. So you're saying go out with him.
I think give him a chance. This one, yes. The rest, nah. This guy got something.
Okay.
There's something there with him. And I don't know what it is, but it's poking through on this message. I'm looking at it in my face. And it says, I hope you have a great show today. Looking forward to hearing back from you. Mm-hmm. Whether you did or didn't, he said, acknowledge, I hope your day is great. Not enough people do that today.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough people wish your day greatness.
All right. Well, you say go out with him.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, I like this guy.
I lost because I started looking at his pictures. I got caught up again. I was like, oh, do I want to go out? Okay, I'll go out with this. I'm going to go out with this guy.
He's like, DC's making some sense. Let me look at this picture again.
This is the first time during Dumpster Fire Dating I actually said I wanted to go out with one of the messages.
It is.
Even with it being corny.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel compatible with him?
I don't know. We've exchanged like 5 messages. There's no way to know that.
You don't feel like there's some type of build or like some emotional...
No.
Thought process that is hit, like going, okay, yeah, this feels like a good opportunity.
Not until I meet people in person.
Messaging
does nothing for me because I don't know you.
Then you
you know me, I don't know you. There's the difference between you and me. When you're messaging me, you know me. You can go find anything about me. I don't know you. So don't talk to me like I know you because I don't know you yet.
Yeah.
Right?
You definitely need to go out with him.
I got
to
go out with him to have an
idea. I'm interested enough.
Yeah.
that I need a follow up.
Do you want to come?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you want to go out with him?
Only if I can bring my wife.
It's getting kinkier by the minute. Okay. I will keep you updated. I'll let you know.
Bet.
If I go out with this guy. Because Dumpster Fire Dating's every Friday. You can ask me next Friday if I went out with him or not. How's that?
You think I'm not?
I know you will.
Oh, you bet I will.
All right. Well, this has been a positive ending to Dumpster Fire Dating on a Friday. For once. Thank you, DZ.
For once.
I'm feeling optimistic about dating. By next Friday, it'll be all squashed again.
We'll retouch next Friday, see what happens.
Sounds great.
Chill.
Kiss FM.
Hi. Yo. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. Did you see the video of 50 Cent throwing the microphone across the stage because he was angry it wasn't working?
I had until today.
And then he whips it so hard he hits a female in the face. She ended up in the hospital.
He whipped it into the crowd?
I'm surprised she didn't have a concussion. How big the gash is. He hit a girl in the head.
Bruh.
Because he was so mad it wasn't working. They came up and they handed him
a different microphone?
A different mic, and he took the one that didn't work and he threw it so hard and chucked it that it hit some poor chick.
Why would you ever throw something into the crowd unless you're prompted to do so?
You're having a temper tantrum?
I mean, I guess, but wouldn't you throw it at, like, the production assistants, at your DJ?
I don't know.
Whoever handed, I don't know, but throw it backwards, not forward at the people that paid money to come see you?
I'm pretty sure that he threw it down, right?
Oh.
So they come out and he throws it and he's so mad that he throws it down. But what happens is it either bounced off the floor and hit her, or when he threw it down, it literally went diagonally down into the crowd and hit her.
Yo, well, because he's on a stage.
Yeah,
he's elevated.
He's throwing it down.
He's thinking he's throwing it down, but he's actually just throwing it straight at somebody's face.
What a dummy.
Ooh-wee. Hey, you think there's a lawsuit out of this?
Yeah, and she's already filed a police report. Yes, he's getting his ass sued, for
Ooh.
Sure. When was the last time you saw someone? What a stupid move by a celebrity who's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He knows, I bet you the second he realized he hit someone, he knew he was getting sued. He was like, there's no way out of this one.
He got on his phone and said, hey, lawyer.
I had a really expensive temper tantrum.
Oh, really expensive? That's exactly what it was.
Because when we have temper tantrums, DZ, they don't have anything to take.
Besides our dignity.
Right. And we don't care about that.
Nah.
So my point is, he's got something to take.
Money.
He's going to get sued. Look out.
He could afford it.
Good luck, 50 Cent. You're going to need it. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Well, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Ooh, look at that familiar voice, that sultry sound, that man, the myth, the legend.
What's happening?
What's up, DJ GA?
It feels good to be home for a little bit.
I knew he missed us. He always does.
I love it.
He always does.
It started here. This is where it started, you know?
It started
right
on
here.
Kiss FM.
Mm, sure did.
GA, what year did you start on the radio at Kiss FM?
2014.
That's how long I've known
November.
You. Do you know what's crazy? DZ started in 2014.
Yep.
And you started in 2014.
Oh, for sure.
And DJ GA was doing nights on Kiss.
Yep.
And he was doing all our party mixes.
Uh-huh.
And then DZ was an intern on the sports station.
Yeah. Right.
And now here we all are, 9 years later.
Hey, why do you have to count, though?
Hey,
you ain't have to age us like that.
9 years later.
I get confused sometimes. Like, how long I be like, that's 6, 7? I don't even know.
It's been a minute.
Do you count on your fingers like I do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you sure do? Sure do.
A lot has changed around here, but one of the things that has changed is that you now host a local television show, my friend.
Yes, I do. Sure do. Show me Milwaukee, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Call me Mr. Show Me Milwaukee.
Okay, Mr. Show Me.
I heard a rumor they're doing a second season.
That rumor would be true.
Who picked you up for a second season? They did?
Hey, they picked me up. I was surprised. Me?
Have they met you?
I know, right?
GA? You're still got them fooled this whole time.
Hey, I'm on season two. Let's go, baby.
What's all the things you did last season?
Let me tell you.
Because it's all about Milwaukee, right?
Hey, I kayaked for the first time on Milwaukee River. That still was a trip.
Really?
When you first get out there and it's all that water and you're in this little boat, you're like,
I'd be so scared.
Like, bro, it's shocking at first. You're like, okay, let me just make sure I stay to the side.
Better not capsize in this
mud. Oh, yeah.
You stay close to shore.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm kayaking. I was like, what is this? Yeah, but it actually turned out to be a great time.
I have so many jokes right now about kayaking. I'm just keeping them to myself.
Hey, it was a good time.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, and then we did the rock climbing, did that. It was so much stuff.
You got into boxing? You know, boxing with some champs, man?
Hector Cologne.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, when I tell you, when he used to... He do that. If you watch the episode, if you watch my face when he first started hitting that bag, you see me like,
never mind.
No problems.
We're not sparring, right? We're not sparring today.
I'm just here to host a show, and I don't want to get hit, if that would be nice.
And let me tell you, there's a bunch of eating places in Milwaukee, too.
Yeah.
We got food.
DZGA's in here today, and you see this? I got a microphone on.
Yeah.
You've got a microphone on.
Yeah, why do I got a microphone? I got two microphones in my face right now. What's going
on? I see production people.
Yes.
Are you shooting the second season even as we speak and nobody knows yet?
As we speak. Everybody say cheese.
What?
Cheese. Hey, show me Milwaukee season two, baby.
We here.
I said we were going to have a special guest, so I just wanted to say this is the guest. It's DJ GA. We'll tell you why we're mic'd up and have cameras in the studio next. It's a secret.
It's a big secret.
It might be my last day on Kiss FM.
Well, don't tell me. Hey, it's not my fault if it is.
I'm just kidding. It's not my last day. We're going to talk about it next, though. What's going on with you and why you're in here, okay?
All right. I'm cool with that.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. 8:30. Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, buddy.
Good morning, Milwaukee.
It's not just good morning, it's also show me Milwaukee.
Hello, how are you?
In the building. I'm good. I always enjoy coming on your guys' morning show.
DJ GA is in here.
Yes.
And he is known also as Greg Adams.
Greg. That's what GA stands for. As many times as I tell people that, I'd be like, what's your... It's Greg Adams. That's what GA for his stand.
So people asking what DZ stands for.
It's like, bro.
Daniel.
That's my name.
Z.
That's my name. Yeah. But no, y'all, so y'all have been together for a little bit. You know, y'all have worked together for quite some time since before I started working with both of y'all. What brought y'all together? How'd you guys start?
Well, he was my boo thing.
And then I knew she was going to go there.
I said, we can't be together, GA. It's not going to work. No, not really. No, GA, Greg, you came in this building in 2014.
Yes. How did I meet you guys? It's just
when they started working on Kiss FM and you did nights here.
Yes, and that's how I met you. Mm-hmm. And then like we kicked it off right away just because we're both kind of mouthy, but radio personalities.
The energies match.
The back and forth. Yeah. So it always works.
We all love to talk.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So we've been cool ever since.
And now they're in here filming a new episode. They said that's right. I'm allowed to say it. Hi. They're filming an episode of Show Me Milwaukee, even as we speak, in the 103.7 Kiss FM studios where you started in this building.
Yes, it makes sense.
We're going to go across the hall to where he left us, and he's now on Hot 105.7.
New home.
Milwaukee's new number one for hip hop and R&B.
Boy, going crazy. No, but it's all love. It's all family. Family. People don't understand that we really are across the hall from each other.
Really?
We can yell at you anytime we want.
They were like, oh, do you see Allie? You know? All the time.
All the time.
He's like, I don't see her. I hear her.
I say that right across the street.
Literally.
Well, you know, I'm always loud in the hallways, screaming at people and positive things like, you know, move, I've got hot coffee.
Right.
Who didn't replace the toilet paper? Who left their dishes in the sink?
Not I.
For real, not I, said the black guy.
I'm like the mom of Kiss FM accidentally. Mm-hmm. It was an accident. But I've always been on the air 20 years here.
Well, and that was one of the things. They're like, Jay, who do you think we should... Allie.
You said that?
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Is he lying? No, that was. I was like, we got to put Allie on. That's like, she's been here. What's more Milwaukee than Allie Faith on Kiss FM?
Allie so Faith sweet. In Milwaukee doing something in public. which is what y'all about to go do.
Right. Right. So it was a no-brainer for me.
Well, people are going to have to watch when it finally comes out.
Season 2, baby.
To find out what else we're going to do on the episode, because we're just starting. This is the start of a long day.
I'm kind of scared.
What? Can I get a sneak peek? Can I know what y'all are about to go do with Show Me Milwaukee?
Let's ask the producers. Can DZ get a sneak peek of what we're doing, or is it a secret? It's a secret.
No, you know what? I'll wait and I'll watch it with everybody on the Very Local app. You feel me?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Download the Very Local app.
I want to bring up something that's actually very important.
Okay.
Greg.
Yes.
It's so hard for me to call him Greg. DJ GA, I heard Show Me Milwaukee was the highest rated show nationally.
Yes.
On that app.
Yes.
Is that correct?
We technically put Milwaukee on the map. They thought we were a little, and then once we did our show and it went crazy, they were like, this big market. They moved our market up. So, you know. So Milwaukee, big shouts out to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's like the best kept secret. It's one of those towns people think is garbage, and then they come and they go, oh, it's so pretty, the lake and all these things you can do. And I'm like, surprise.
Well, that's the one thing I tell. That's why I wanted to do this show me Milwaukee, because it's all about the positive stuff and everything that you can do. Because, you know, every city, oh, this is so bad here. So, bro, I'm trying to tell you, I've been here about 15, almost 20 years now. And I'm still here, and I'm telling you,
like,
you can watch the news and get all this negative press, because that, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. You know how that goes. But anything, but there's so much here in Milwaukee that you're missing out on if that's all you're looking at. Trust me, I'm here.
Well, you are here, and now you've got a camera crew in tow with you, and you're here.
We all here.
Things have changed. Oh, yeah, hi, DZ.
Y'all good. I got my questions over here for you two.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay. Shoot.
What's each of you most excited about with filming Show Me Milwaukee?
together on your episode together.
I really feel like just the energy that we're gonna have, like we're always mm-hmm. it's gonna be a funny episode because we're always back and forth with it. It's the radio in uh-huh. us, you yep. know what I mean?
I really almost want to say it's the fun we're gonna have. Yeah. We're gonna do really cool stuff in Milwaukee that'll be featured mm-hmm. on Show Me Milwaukee, but we're gonna have fun because yeah. we've known each other a long time now, right. mm-hmm. and we have fun together.
The jokes. Yeah.
Listen, you don't get along with somebody for 10+ years and have a bad relationship. No, let's really just say don't. That.
Well, we also were never in the same room, so that made it easier to get along.
Hey, right. You know, hey, the key to a great relationship is a little distance.
That's right. So don't ask any of the other men in my life who have spent a lot of more time with me how they feel, because GA, I've kept at the perfect distance.
Oh, I laugh every time.
But he still thinks I'm great.
Because you are. Chill out, man.
Every time she goes on dates, I just laugh.
Your breath.
I'll be like, oh, yeah. Let's see how this one is going to go.
Did you hear about the date last weekend?
And the girlfriend called?
No, I called the girlfriend.
How did Bruh. You?
I went on a Bruh. Tennis date, and the guy was acting weird. He got weird. He started weirding me out. By the end of the night, I had an icky feeling. So when he went to the bathroom, he had set his wallet and keys on my kitchen
wow.
counter, and he was going to cook me dinner, which turned into him doing nothing, which is how I knew he was a busta. And so I opened up, his wallet, and I found a woman's ID and a woman's credit card, and they were the same woman. So I went, you know that thing when you discover something, you go, So I throw it.
Dropped it.
And then I grabbed my phone. I wrote down her name so I wouldn't forget it. I put the phone down. I go, you gotta go. Bye. I Googled her and I found her and I emailed her because she works at a local college.
Dog.
And I said, yo, I found your man.
Dog.
Inspector Gadget?
Da-na-na-na-na.
What?
You really? Yes.
So wait.
She wrote back and said, can you send me the messages? And I said, say less.
Here's my question. Did you go in the wallet on purpose or a drop or were you a snooping?
I went in the wallet because something was very wrong to the point where I wasn't even sure if that was his name. That's the point we were at in the date. I was like, this is icky.
She was trying to figure out who she was really dealing with.
I was like, something's off here. Something's off.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And the only reason I got to the point of dinner with him was because I was so excited from the tennis. The endorphins were high. I was in a good mood. I didn't talk enough.
Really?
And then when I started talking to him, I went, mayday.
abort.
Mayday.
No, but you Googled her and called her? But,
yeah, because okay. I'm sorry. Can I tell you the real core reason that, because I have gone on dates and discovered later they were not single and I've moved on and let it go.
Okay.
The reason I reached out to her was because I wasn't sure if he had stolen her stuff or he was with her.
Okay.
He could have easily stolen some woman's stuff.
Could have been fraud.
Yeah.
So I said to her, if somebody stole your stuff, I know who has it. And if it's your man, come get him.
And if it's your man, I got him too.
Now here's a question. Are they still together? Though?
I have no idea and I don't want to know.
Hey, call her up.
Right now.
that's great radio.
You would.
You'd be like, hello, is this so and so? Are y'all still together?
And this is why y'all been rocking on the radio for so long successfully, man.
I'm just saying.
So you think I shouldn't have told the woman? I had to because of the ID and the credit card.
Well, after you said, like, I would have thought that. Once you said that, I was like, yeah, it could have been. He could have stole it. Yeah, I see that.
That was where it was a little too much for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. But if it was me, I would have been like, man, I would have kicked her out.
Before then, I wouldn't have even looked through nothing.
Yeah,
you gotta go.
I'm glad I did.
If the energy's off, the energy's off.
Yep.
Yeah. Have a nice life. Never. Hope I never see you. Never.
But here's the question though. Why'd you go out with him? Did he put that thing?
Really? The tennis. She was so geeked about tennis that she went, of course I want to go on a date. She wanted
excited.
To go play tennis.
Wait, tennis had you like that?
Mm-hmm. I love tennis, and it was something different.
I seen a little outfit too. I seen a little.
And I got to wear a skirt and be flirty.
I seen the outfit. I was
but that's
up.
Rare for me. You know what I mean?
I was like, okay. And she had the little swing going and everything. I seen it.
Getting a little Venus and Serena on.
I seen it.
Backhand your ass right out of this date.
Hey, yo.
All right. Well, I'm happy you're here, GA. We're going to finish doing our secret stuff in the building with Show Me Milwaukee.
Oh, we can't show them yet. We could tell them, but we ain't going to show them yet.
We can't show them yet.
We're going to go across the hall at some point and check out his station.
Yeah.
What can I ask you guys?
Thomas is over
Why
there
are
too?
We whispering?
I don't know, but it feels like a secret question. When can we expect the next season to drop?
Premieres end of September.
Wait, it's September.
Well, end of September, so maybe, yeah.
We got filming.
So mañana? So this airs mañana? Okay, bet.
Well, you know, it's TV magic. You know, it's radio, man. It's TV magic, too. We got some episodes already ready, so.
You're great. You're a great host for Show Me Milwaukee. Hey, well,
thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in.
No problem. I enjoy it. Shout out to all the KISS listeners out there. What's up?
We'll let them know when the show drops.
Hey, it's funny, too, because people are like, all right, where are you at now? Yeah, I haven't heard you. I'm right across the street.
Well, I ain't going nowhere.
But that's fine. If you're listening to KISS right now, that's fine, too.
That's right.
I ain't mad at y'all.
We're all family till we're not.
Hey, let's just say this. As long as you got the Odyssey app, you can always hear us.
ACY, download it for the free ski.
It's Wepa. Like saying, pick me or my siblings. Which one do you want?
Depends on the day.
Fair mood.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. I am so excited. Our friend, Greg Adams. I can't call you that.
You can't?
No. Greg. No, man. You DJ G-A.
Well, that stands for Greg Adams.
G-double E, baby. Don't forget the A. Come on now. You know who it is.
All right. So, DJ G-A, a.k.a. Greg Adams.
There you go.
Is in the studio because we worked together for years on KISS FM.
For sure.
And now you work across the hall on Hot 105.7.
Milwaukee's new number for hip-hop and R&B.
But you're also the host of a fantastic show called Show Me Milwaukee.
Yes, I am.
And the show ended up doing better than we're talking about other famous people have shows on that app.
Yes.
And Show Me Milwaukee was the number one show nationally.
Yes.
Flex on them, G.A. Yeah. Flex on them for the one time.
I might pull some. I'm flexing too hard. Yeah.
Well, now you got re-upped for a second season.
Yes.
Right? On the Very Local app.
Very Local app, yep.
And now I get to be on an episode with you.
You better bring that in. Come on now. So excited. Come on.
So now we have to ask our listeners, where do you think we should go today while filming an episode of Show Me Milwaukee? Because now that nationally they're watching us,
yes.
Where would people across the country want to see, where or what in Milwaukee would they want to see?
I love that question.
Right. Because I tell people all the time, Milwaukee, with all the coverage, news coverage in, people, oh man, wait, what's going on in Milwaukee? A lot of great things. Mm-hmm. Watch the Show Me Milwaukee. That's why I love the show. It's so positive. It shows the bright side of Milwaukee, and I love it. So if you guys, your favorite places in Milwaukee that people outside of Milwaukee would like to see, let us know. What's the number?
Do you remember?
What?
The phone number at KISS FM? You haven't worked here in a few years. Fine, I got it. 414-533-1037. And by the way, that was a trick question because we changed our number a few years ago, remember?
Ooh. Yeah, we changed ours too. So, yeah.
Okay, you can text or you can call that. Where should we go? We'll take your calls next. KISS FM.
That's what's up.
Trying to keep us down. No, they're not in Milwaukee.
Couldn't do it if they tried.
Mm-mm. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And in the studio with us is our coworker and our friend.
Hey.
I can't call you Greg Adams, but I will. Greg Adams, a.k.a. DJ G.A.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the morning show.
Well, it's a pleasure that I got asked to be on Show Me Milwaukee for an episode. The show you host now. I'm so excited.
Hey, you know, I learned from some of the best, so I feel like I should, put some of the best on. That's how I do it.
Teach me your ways. Let's go film some TV today in Milwaukee. The problem is we need to decide where we're going.
Right.
Because the show has done so well on the Very Local app that now they want ideas where do you think people across the country, what would they want to see in Milwaukee, right?
GA's doing numbers, and now they want to see what else there is to do in the city.
I mean, you let me know where we should go, Well, let me know.
Katie's on the phone. She has some suggestions for us. Good morning, Katie in Milwaukee. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. What's your suggestion on where we should go on Show Me Milwaukee today?
Okay, so I say either the east side over by, like, the art museum. It's super pretty over there. Or go to Seven Bridges.
Ooh.
That's in Cudahy, but it's super pretty over there.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I like both of those, man.
She said east side or Seven Bridges.
Seven Bridges isn't bad, yeah.
I know.
So, and, wow. I mean,
go to Pottawatomie and have some fun.
This is an old Potto.
Come on, we going to Potto.
You had me in gambling. You know what? It's been a great show. Bye.
Katie, you should have started with that.
Call the Potto and tell him we on the way.
In fact, Let me send you my Venmo.
I'll totally the best for last, okay?
I got you, Katie.
She said save the best for last and go to Pottawatomie. We're going to gamble and we're going to do it right.
I'm slots all day.
Hey, wait, can I come now?
Yes. Katie, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Later.
DZ, what do you think? Where should we go?
Okay, so I like where Katie was leaning towards because I was thinking of the fact that this national attention.
For sure.
Y'all should capitalize with something equally as national.
Okay.
Y'all got to hit up Harley. Yes, sir. The Harley Davidson spot. Yeah, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. They just celebrated 115.
Have you been to the Harley Museum on the show yet?
Not at all.
You want to go?
Bruh.
Harley Davidson, we on the way.
It's hard.
DZ, you good. You good. Dude. That boy good.
That boy good. That boy got something.
That boy good.
Wait, I have to host a show. I forgot I'm hosting a show.
Hold on, Ellie. We're not done yet.
Hold on.
Let me just say, first female to host a show in Milwaukee, everybody.
We breaking records over here.
On the radio.
Let's go.
And I just wanted to throw that in there because I really have to go.
But now we really got stuff to do, though.
Harley Museum's a good idea.
That's a perfect idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to let us ride some motorcycles?
Do you ride?
Too wide.
She rides on the back.
What? Hey, you know what? That's the wrong question for Allie.
Do I ride? Who are you talking to?
I forgot.
But no, I have never ridden a Harley, so today would be a great day to start.
Okay.
I like my suggestion. I don't know.
I think Harley's a great idea. It's so Milwaukee. It's a national brand. People all across the country know Harley.
Yeah, I wonder, do people know their headquarters are here?
Exactly.
I wonder, do people know that their headquarters are here?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did.
This is their headquarters. I didn't know that until I got here either. I was like, Harley is here?
What? Makes sense. All right. Well, keep them coming. You can always text in your suggestions. 414-533-1037. We're going to go film after Am I the Jerk. Can we do this quick?
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll go film the show.
You're definitely the jerk.
And then we'll let you know when it drops, the end of September? Damn it,
yes, you're the jerk.
All right. We'll let you know when the show drops. Let's get into it.